that so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land.
Listening to The Mark White Show. Be kind, show compassion, and let others know you care.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. Right now, I have on the line with me Dawn Compton. Dawn is the founder of Blessing Box Project. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Dawn Compton.
Thank you so much, Mark White.
I have followed Blessing Box Project now for several days, and I see the great work that you're doing through this effort, the many women who are affected by breast cancer and requesting these blessing boxes, and you are getting the boxes to these individuals, correct?
That is correct. Yes, me and my tribe.
Let's talk about your tribe. How many people do you have involved with this project?
I will tell you this way. I have had friends and family grab hands with me and continue to help me sew pillows. And the tribe is huge because I consider anyone that has given back to this project part of the tribe because they help me expand the footprint every day.
If we go back to the beginning of Blessing Box Project, tell listeners how it began.
My life changed on March 16th of 2018. I had gone in December for a mammogram. I was behind, so there's a nugget there. But I was behind in getting my mammograms. I went in and had one done in December, and they needed me to come back. I also am a full-time grandma. I'm blessed to be able to take care of our grandchildren every day. And so I told them, I have an obligation. I'll come at spring break. Our daughter is a teacher. Fast forward to March 16th, they discovered a spot. We did biopsy, and by April 20th, I had had a double mastectomy and deep flap reconstruction. Had set my feet firmly on the path. And during that time, I started making things for others because having cancer will make you crazy if you just sit still and take that. And so I decided that while I was doing something for others, I would not focus on myself, but I would pray for whoever, whatever I was doing was going to. And that helped me truly keep my sanity and my strength about this, because there's, you know, there's power in kindness. I just figured as long as I was being kind and I was walking with the Lord, because I told him if he put me on this path to put me in front of whoever needed to hear my story. I did that. I had some lymph nodes involved. To backtrack just a little, I made the first pillow for myself. I made me a mastectomy pillow that I found on Pinterest, and I made a drain shirt, and I make those out of comfy men's used shirts. I just put pockets on the inside for the women to put their drains in. And so I made me a couple of shirts and a pillow, and I made a couple to donate to my doctor's office. That was the beginning. So I ended up coming home. I had lymph nodes involved. So I had to go back in May to have some lymph nodes removed. We did that, and there was some cancer in a couple of lymph nodes. And so due to my age, I was 51 at the time, they decided that I needed to do chemo and radiation. I had told God that I would walk strong, and so I figured he wanted me to take a little taste of everything so that I could talk about everything. And so that's what we did. We, at that point, were making blessing boxes. I was just doing that. The blessing box project, actually, honestly, there's some Facebook pages out there of women that have breast cancer and have united together. They are private pages, but I tell you that kindness is strong in those pages. There is never a crossword. It is only power and confidence and love that's in those pages. I met a few women that, you know, we just kind of became friends. One lady stood out. I sent her a box, and she thanked me on those pages. From there, we have grown. I don't really, you know, it's not an advertisement. I don't charge for the boxes. I ask, if possible, for them to return the postage. If you return the postage, then that allows me to continue to send to another. It's kind of a pay it forward. And I am blessed that we have been able to never say no.
The effort went from a pillow for yourself and a shirt that you made, and deciding to make it for other women who were going through the same thing. At what point did you notice that more and more people were joining in, and that this was going to really make an impact in the lives of these women?
Well, you know, I immediately had help from my friends and my family. I immediately, you know, my daughter would come through and they would help me, you know, stuff pillows. My husband and I have watched TV many nights stuffing pillows. And so I was always very grateful that I'm blessed with lots of givers in my life. And so it was never that problem. We are cattle people. My husband Lee is a ranch manager, but we have a small herd of Beefmaster cattle for ourselves. And so one of the things that we've done for about 20 years is in July, we go to our junior national heifer show. And our kids have grown up in that organization, and now we mentor a bunch of kids there as well. I was able to go. We got my chemo set that I was able to go and at least be around a few people there. But one of the things that the juniors did, and this was in July of 2018, where I had just started my path in March, they have a community service project. And so what they did, the kids decided to use me for their community service project, and they gathered polyfill and shirts and fabric for me during that week, and I brought it home. That supply lasted me from July to December of 18. I was so grateful for that. In February of 2019, I had grown so much that I had to start a spreadsheet because I just couldn't keep up with my calendar and stickies anymore. The significance of this, truly, and I didn't realize this. I mean, we all know it. We know that we should be kind. I've said it before. Kindness is very powerful. But I did not realize a very simple pillow that truly does what it is supposed to do. It's very comfortable. It allows these mothers and grandmothers and sisters and wives and aunts. And I mean, it allows them to be able to ride in a car, because it goes across the front of you. It looks like a great big E. It goes between you and the seatbelt, so it protects you from your incisions from the seatbelt. It also allows many women and grandmas and, as I said, aunts and girlfriends and to hold children. You know, there's a lot of young and middle-aged mothers that are still have, they still have littles at home, and they are able to hold their babies on their lap against them. That's a big thing. The significance is it's helpful, but the bigger impact is this is a project that's just about kindness.
And you have also taught kindness, it sounds like, by having other ages participate that got involved with this effort.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They've done this now the third year. We just got back from our nationals, and they've done it the third year. Another really, really neat thing that has come out of this is I think it was a year ago, maybe a little longer. Yeah, I had a friend that she asked me, how are the boxes? They were donating shirts to me, and how are the boxes going? And I said, I'm behind. I like to send the week before. I like to send the surgeries for that week, and I'm behind. And she said, what can we do to help? And I'm like, I just need a place to spread it out and stack it up and just sew. And she's like, what about the church? And so within about 3 hours, our first sew-in was planned at a little church out here a couple miles from where we live. And that Saturday, I think there was probably 15 of us that came together. And it's just like an old-fashioned quilting bee, okay? It is, and it was all ages. It was from grandmas to kids. I mean, our grandkids were there stacking boxes. And that day, we made 60 boxes, and we were so thrilled. And just for perspective in that, last week, I shipped 100 boxes in 1 week. A year ago, we started these sew-ins, and they have grown. The COVID kind of brought me back to where I began because, you know, we can't gather, but, the sew-ins are so wonderful because it truly is everybody that comes there. The whole purpose is to do for someone else. And that someone else is not somebody they know, not somebody they will have contact with. But they know that they are blessing that person because of their talent, using their talent, whether it's ironing the shirt, whether it's packing the boxes. The kids can be a part of that as well. It's just really, it's an emotional day because I carry a pink folder that
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. I have been talking to my buddy down in Birmingham, Alabama. Ethan Hill, founder of Ethan's Heart. We have been talking to his mom, Ebony, who is a social worker for the state of Alabama. And we appreciate both of them joining me here today as we talk about this special effort. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Ethan. Buddy, I'm always glad to have you here on the Mark White Show. And anything I can do to help as you move this effort forward, just know that I'm here, man.
Incredible.
Let's talk about the future of Ethan's Heart.
It's crazy.
When you think about this effort of yours, where do you want it to go in the future? Where do you see it going?
Cancer battle.
As things start to develop into that, it meant over 2,500 more women did before
received help in this special box.
Whereas if we think about our problems and we stay inside of ourselves and don't think about other people during that time, how many people are going to benefit?
For you to
like that
mindset,
are you working on it becoming a nonprofit 501c3
and inspiration? I'm hoping that it is right now to someone listening.
Is the ball rolling on the nonprofit?
About the fact that they can think outside of themselves and think about others and see a tremendous work that extends beyond
great.
That
personal
will be a dilemma
help
or
when it comes to
That's
contributors,
exactly right.
as Ethan
That's
says,
exactly right.
even
because,
bigger contributors
you know,
to help this effort
yeah,
to be even bigger and stronger
cancer,
as it moves forward, even
God
possibly outside
now.
Of the Birmingham area where you live.
Honored, and I'm so
that's
grateful,
what we're hoping for, because right now we're even getting requests from
to be able
all across
to
the
do
U.S. We have a family
so
in California
that's
in need of care packages, and
But right now, we're trying to secure ways to show, get those to where they need
to Mark,
go.
You know, one of the things that I get a lot of notes
much
about,
larger than what we
because
expected.
I contact every time
if he wants to continue it, then of course the need is greater than Birmingham. We don't mind being a blessing
God
to whoever
will,
we can.
When
I love
need
that,
to pay
Ebony, and as you know,
off,
we accept those issues and those challenges and say, look, I'm going to make a difference in somebody's life.
But
and it doesn't matter if they're in Timbuktu or
really
California or New York. I'm going
to
find a way to help
due to
the,
fact
the people
that
who are in need.
There are women now going
absolutely
through that. And I'm going to tell you, the journey's hard.
What do you
it's
think
hard
about the
and
fact that people are reaching
system,
out to you from as far
know
as California?
That's why well, I am. I will tell anyone. I've shipped to all over the United States. I've shipped all 50 states. I've shipped international. England. Alaska,
did you ever think about
Finland,
somebody
Switzerland,
reaching
Australia
out to you from that far when
Canada
you first started?
All the time, and you know,
no, I thought it have.
Yeah, I have found that the common denominator thing now is.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool for a kid to get somebody to reach out from Roebuck Parkway, isn't it?
That's what they get to take to the hospital with them because they
let alone
have to go
California
by themselves. And
but
so
like
they
your mom said, when somebody reaches out, you want to find a way to help them, don't you?
It's palatable. You
can
know that it's there.
Who will need
it was a purpose.
Your
pillow was a purpose. I ride
well, my squeaky
pillows
wheel, tell people right now what you want them to do. Reach out to people who are listening right now.
My thing has been
encourage them to give
enough
to Ethan's heart. What
you
is your message
enough
to people
and
who
I had
are
a
listening
lady
text need more
me
people than
and
this
say
and
her doctor loved the
everybody
pillow,
they could contribute.
But he said,
maybe
why did she write you're strong enough? I mean, enough? You know, what's enough? And I said, but
not
he doesn't have breast cancer, and you are strong enough here to get through
so
whatever today
we
brings
can just help as many
you
people
have
as we
it's
can
just
this
kindness
year.
And I feel I like we have a similar foundation
give,
here because I want people to know
is,
who are listening that
give,
I'm here to help
give,
and that when they feel alone, there is somebody who
love,
does want to reach out
help
and to try to help however
tell
I can.
How they can follow
and it sounds like you're the same way because you don't want people to feel like they're alone in this battle.
Page.
And they're not.
And
if they accept
page,
the gift of love and kindness, as you have referred to, and want to be a part of your effort, and be
and
a
tell
part
people
of
about
this
your cash
team,
app,
this
as
tribe,
your mom did,
then they
the ways
can do
that
just
can
that
donate.
That's exactly right. I get
the cash
okay
app.
So that's why the tribe is so large.
Heart,
because, first of all,
I send these
boxes out, and I correspond when
tell
that
people
box
how old
leaves
you are,
my
Ethan
hands into my post office. I correspond with that lady.
10 years old. Are you going into the fifth grade?
By a private message.
Boy,
and
oh boy, you started
I'm
this when you're in the first grade, and now you're going into the fifth grade. How does it make you feel to feel like you're making
a
difference in the lives of others?
She and I will have conversation as much as they want.
Are you taking
sometimes
care of that little brother
busy,
yours being a good example?
But I don't want anybody
I know
to
that
feel
it's encouragement
like they
to your
have
family,
no one to talk to.
And I know
and
that
I'm
they
the first one
appreciate
to stand
what
up
you're doing, Ethan, and I want to continue to
yucky
encourage you in this effort in any way that I can help
you
through the Mark White Show. Don't hesitate. Your mom has my number.
And
she can
I'll
message
help
me.
You be strong.
I want to try to help you however
and
I can, buddy.
That is exactly what you're saying,
thank you,
Mark.
Ebony, you still there?
That
I'm here.
Always,
Ebony, like I said, if you
somebody
need help from the Mark
there's
White Show, however
with
I can do it,
absolutely,
just please reach
Dawn
out to me and
take
let
a
me
quick
know.
Break.
We'll continue to
and
share
when we
this
come back,
for
I want
Ethan
people to
and
know
and appreciate
who is
him
listening,
as a young man,
how they're
who
listening
making a
and how they
the
can be heard
and connect
and appreciate
with
him
through
so much.
10 years old
project making a difference in our community.
You bet.
All right,
thank you,
folks. We're talking to Dawn Compton.
I've been talking.
She is the
founder
of Blessing
Box
Project.
I hope that you'll
stick with us as we continue this conversation when we come back.
And then
you are listening to the Mark White Show and the
Mary
Faye Hedrick Hill
deed segment
and this special effort.
I'm your host,
if there's
Mark
something
White
that we can do in this world right now, if we don't have another day to live, why not spend that time and that energy helping a 10-year-old boy who has started an effort to help the homeless, to encourage him? And I appreciate the fact that he has not given up during this COVID period. He is still pushing forward, and he is going to be that squeaky wheel, and he's going to get that grease, and I'm hoping that the Mark White Show will help him to do that. I hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue to recognize difference makers through this show and encourage and inspire all of us to make a difference where we can. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A tiny price to pay, let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
This is Lindsay Collins, and I would like to encourage you to buy Lulu's lip balm. Email my dad at nnn205@gmail.com.
This money will go to help buy sewing kits that will go into doctor's offices. If you want to purchase lip balm, email nnn205@gmail.com. Lulu's lip balm in peppermint flavor right now, and more flavors coming soon.
Lulu's lip balm. It's the balm.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time. I'm Dallin Hart Jr. Being a racer, it's all about getting to the finish line first. I heard Bojangles is the only place to get the new Mountain Dew Southern Shot, so I hit the road like the race was on. If you're talking about adding a refreshing blast of sweet tropical electricity to Bojangles' legendary Southern cooking, just try beating me to that finish line. New Mountain Dew Southern Shot, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and we have been talking to Dawn Compton. She is the founder of Blessing Box Project. We talked about the beginning of this project, her own battle with cancer, and how she decided to think about others outside of her own personal battle during that time, and how it evolved and grew to over 2,500 women who have received these blessing boxes through her special effort. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Dawn.
Thank you. I am so grateful to be here.
This is great. And when people are listening and they may be thinking, okay, I didn't know this existed. I didn't know that this was happening. But as you said, there are those who find out about Blessing Box Project and they request these boxes because it's something that they can carry with them when they go to the hospital and they are alone, especially during this time with COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
So how does someone reach out to you, Dawn, to be a part of Blessing Box Project, to be a part of this tribe?
Well, the cool part about this is I am on Facebook, and that's primarily my main focus, and it's Blessing Box Project. The cover picture is a hands and a sewing machine and fabric, kind of easy to find. They can just request there. There is just a question to answer. If you just let me know that you heard about it on this show, I'll definitely put you in. You know, one of the neatest parts about this is this tribe has grown, because what I ask is for, if they can return the postage, that's wonderful. Some can't, some can. Some send more for other boxes, some send supplies. It's always Christmas at my post office, because, and truly, I get the UPS guy, he knows where to put the supplies because they just come, and I don't even know to expect them. There are several ladies across the states. Every once in a while, I get a box. They've been to the thrift store, and they found me men's shirts, and they roll them up and pack them up and put them in a box and send them. I have ladies all over the United States I share the pattern with. They use fabric they have. A lot of quilters help. And they sew the pillows, fold them up, box them up, send them to me. We stuff them here and send them out. So being part of the tribe, I'm always getting stuff to go in it. I actually, this week, was blessed by a lady that I met at a wedding. You know, we're all tied together. She has a ministry. Her ministry was donated a bunch of breast cancer socks. And she said, could you use these? Well, that's absolutely. And so I always try to have some really just some light. There's no rhyme or reason to what we get to send. Here lately, we've been trying to make masks and send a mask in each box. But anybody that wants to sew, they can reach out to me. My email address is Dawn. C, DAWNC underscore 77418 at yahoo.com. I'd be grateful for anybody that they want to join the Facebook page and see what we're all about. I welcome all help, and I tell people that every day. I welcome all help. So I have people that write cards, that send inspirational just cards, you know, to inspire or to lift up somebody. Just kindness. That's the whole part of it. It's just kindness.
So you mentioned at the onset some of the items that go into the boxes, and then you also discussed some socks and masks that you're currently trying to put in the boxes. There are some variations between things that might go in, but what is typically found in the box?
Every single time. There is a drain shirt made out of a men's button-down shirt, good soft men's shirt. Some are new, used or great. You know, we all like to walk around in our husband's shirts or our dad's shirts, you know. And so I put pockets in those, and those are in everyone, and as well as the pillow. And that, you know, and then I also have found, and it's been a great hit, because one of the things you take with you when you have surgery is chapstick. And so I found this really cool keychain chapstick holder, and everybody loves it. And so I always make sure that I buy enough that one can go in every box. But, you know, I've got these ladies, they send things. I have a sweet, sweet friend of mine. She sits and she stitches pocket crosses, and then has it out of plastic canvas, and it's just the sweetest little thing you can put in your pocket. And she folds up a piece of paper with a Bible verse in it, and she does those and sends me a Ziploc of 45 or 75 or however many she's done. She does those through her evening. And so there's just all kinds of, you know, as I said, it's just Christmas at the post office, because people want to be kind, and they are seeing that just something done out of kindness has a huge impact. And so I hope I answered your question.
You did. And you almost said the word earlier, sponsor. And of course, we've talked about people who can help financially if they can help provide the postage for the boxes. But now, if somebody wanted to sponsor, say myself, if I wanted to sponsor a box, what would that cost be to sponsor one box?
I use anything that comes, I use for the boxes. The boxes average, to ship the boxes, averages about $13. International averages $35 to $40. You know, and I'm blessed. Here's the blessing part. Between postage and polyfill, my costs are, you know, I get so many donations of shirts because everybody's, you know, got shirts their husband needs to get rid of, or I get so many donations of shirts. They know when their thrift store goes on for 50 mm-hmm. cents. I get those. And so I don't have the cost of that. Fabric, people are so generous and they send me their scraps. I can make a pillow out of a yard of cotton fabric or a cotton blend. And so I'm extremely blessed that the $13 is my main thing I pray over. You know, between that and buying the polyfill, which a box of polyfill that will do about 25 pillows is about $60.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, I just, like I said, I rely, I do what I need to do, and I know that God will bless that. Cost-wise, I do know that the average postage, and that's my main thing, is $13 a box.
Great. So what that means for listeners, 10 boxes would essentially be $130 if you cover the cost of shipping. If you did 5 boxes, you're looking at $65, $26 to cover 2 boxes, one for 13. So you can think about that in your head as a listener right now. If you wanted to help, $13, $26, $65, $130 to provide 10 boxes to someone. This brings comfort. And I'm so thankful that Dawn has come up with this idea called Blessing Box Project, mm-hmm. making a difference in the lives of so many, as she mentioned, over 2,500 women who have now benefited since the beginning of this amazing effort. And I do want people to reach out to Dawn if they have an interest in having a box, and also if they have an interest in sewing for Dawn, to be a part of this tribe, to also, if you want to support this effort in that way. And once again, Dawn, please give the information out for people to connect with you.
Oh, absolutely. So I am on Facebook, Blessing Box Project. I think there's a couple of Blessing Box Project, or maybe, but anyway, mine is the cover photo has a sewing machine and hand and fabric in it. My email is Dawnc, D-A-W-N-C, underscore 77418 at yahoo.com. Or if you wish to send something, you can send it to Dawn at P.O. Box 646 in Belleville. That's B as in boy, E-L-L-V-I-L-L-E, Texas, 77418. And those girls know me, so.
This has been a real pleasure to get to talk to you today, and I appreciate your time and your service to our communities in this special way, and I appreciate the great work that you're doing.
Well, I certainly appreciate you taking the time to do what you do. And, you know, this is exactly, you know, but I don't know if we've told your listeners. I mean, actually, the way you and I have connected is truly by expanding the footprint, because a lady that received a box from me knows you, contacted you. I'm not sure how that happened, but we're all connected. And so I appreciate you reaching out to me just to help me get the word out. I appreciate you very much, and I appreciate the listeners, and I'm grateful. Y'all pray for the project, because it grows every day. But I know that if it grows, I'm supposed to do it. So
we need to make a difference together, and that's exactly what happened by one person seeing this effort and then seeing your effort and putting one and one together. Here we are, and I'm very glad that this conversation has taken place, and I do hope that people will look up Blessing Box Project. And thank you again, Dawn, for joining me today.
You bet. Thanks, Mark, so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too. Folks, we've been talking to Dawn Compton, and she is the founder of Blessing Box Project. I hope that you'll look into that and be a part of this special effort, be a part of Dawn's tribe, and you can say that you are making a difference in the communities where you are. That's exactly what we're here for through the Mark White Show, is to make a difference in the lives of others. I hope you'll tune in next time as we continue to recognize difference makers and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, just Mark White.
Special kind of hero, hero, no ordinary hero, talking about a hero, special kind of hero,
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away. Grab your coat and get your hat. Doorstep, just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-pat and that happy tune? is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. Now I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.